Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here at the 74th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Katharina Wyss and Loan Balthazar, respectively director and actress of Sarah Jouet en Loup-Garou. My French is horrible, but roughly translated as Sarah plays a werewolf. I just leave you to it, Katharina, just to kind of like give a bit of an outline for the film.
Well, yeah, it's a story of Sarah, who's a 17-year-old girl playing theatre, and she's the film is set in Switzerland, actually, in Fribourg, which is a bilingual town in Switzerland. So, yeah, the film is in French and Swiss-German also. It's like we are kind of watching Sarah and being with Sarah, getting quite lost in her imagination and life, and not really managing to, you know, express what's going on inside her, and getting more and more violent in her acting and shouting. So, mm-hmm. With no happy end. Is that okay?
It's a wonderful synopsis.
Good.
We have a lot to talk about now as
yeah.
well. What really struck me as well of the film is the incredibly impressive portrayal of teenage angst, and which I think is one of the periods of life that, you know, everyone lives, but just very, you know, after very few years, everyone forgets kind of instantly. So I just wanted to know what kind of work and research you did to create such a honest and earnest girl, and as well, especially your commitment and what you brought on the table in the character of Sarah, Joanne.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess there was research and talking to teenagers and also working with them, like also in the writing process. Like I did workshops with them. And but often, like in the end, I mean, we never went into personal stories. So for the final actors, actually, it was really about building a character because I wanted them to be protected. But before, they were like collaborators, let's say, also that told me more about that period. But then also, I think the kind of inner pain or fears and violence is something that comes again later also in life. So it was also like my own experience, but maybe a bit later, because I was pretty happy when I was 17. So and just facing these very violent and dark things going on inside you. And so as a teenager, I experienced them more with friends mm-hmm. of mine who went through really difficult things. And so I think it was important to me to actually really show them, because I think we tend to, like, yeah, as you said, like transform the lives and often tell us that we're not doing horrible things or we're not that kind of persons. But if we would actually film ourselves, you know, it looks really different. So there's like a social convention about we speak about things, and I would never be a murderer or something. It's clear, you know. But sometimes we do very weird stuff, and I was looking for some kind of honesty towards that, mm-hmm. and to just show it. That.
And Loan, I think it was a pretty difficult task because you act twice. So you have the character of Sarah, and Sarah also is an actress, and so you have the theater within the cinema. What kind of work did you do with Katharina, but also as yourself, you know, switching from a theatrical actress and then, of course, being a person, another person, with all her angst and passion?
Well, at the beginning, like, we built the character together with Katharina. And then, like, as you said, like, when we were shooting, the fact that you have, like, theater in the cinema was kind of hard because it was like, no, that's how Loan would act this scene, but Sarah wouldn't act like this. Like, she has her own way to do it. And I was like, okay, so I'm Sarah, who's another person. So, like, and I'm with these, like, fears and all these emotional things that Sarah has, and that she tries to express in the theater and everything. And it was like, yeah, then it was like I was like obligated to understand Sarah, like mm-hmm. deeply, to act as she would act. So yeah.
Did you ever find like a sort of almost a conflict with yourself as a, you know, your own person and Sarah? Were there, was ever a moment in the production and the acting that you kind of struggled almost to get into that path?
But I think it was interesting because maybe I can say that.
Yeah.
I think the two hardest moments were actually when, you know, she's making fun of her father and she's imitating him. And, I mean, the father is a really powerful presence in her life and also kind of abusive towards her. And this was like a moment when Sarah, you know, she makes like a small rebellion against him. And I guess it was, and also in the moment in a theater when she's playing this scene with the torture with Alice, where it's also rebellion through the shouting. And so in my, how I remember the shooting, it was the most difficult moments because I guess this possibility that Sarah could to make like a rebellion and actually get out. So that was the most difficult. I mean, so I remember how Luan was. To play it, that was the most complicated thing, you know. So not so the hard scenes where she's like more like a victim or whatever.
Mm-hmm. To conclude, I got actually a curiosity, more or less. It's, as you said, it's rebellion, and there's that moment as well when Sarah talks to her father, you know, like also confessing her intentions, and like the complete coldness, and it's almost like not just a rebellion to a father, but like generation against generation, or actually time of life against time of life. I could see that everywhere, you know. It could have been said in any place, any. It's kind of a universal story, but instead, like in the, you said Fribourg is set in Fribourg.
Yeah.
To what extent environment played a role? Was it sort of like, you know, you shaped everything, also the aesthetics around the environment, and do you think you would have had the same kind of aesthetics somewhere else if it was set somewhere else? To what extent it influenced you?
I guess, I mean, I couldn't really name exactly what, but the city really influenced me a lot. I mean, and it was all really like, I did a lot of photography and things from the city before. And so, you know, Fribourg is like a medieval Catholic city. And that's kind of, there's a lot of rocks. So it's like the city is built on rocks. And there's these bridges always and this like labyrinth of these houses in the old city. And So the cinematic space, the way we thought it, it was always starting from the city and from this also like possibilities to jump down actually and to get lost in these houses and not really find a way out. So yeah.
Thank you very much, Katharina and Loan, for being with us here at Fret Film Radio, the Festival Insider.